Good morning, church.
Good morning.
So I did have a sermon, and I did have a direction that I worked on. I did have a few things I wanted to say about Hebrews, but then today, this morning, I got to pray with one of your saints that you have known and loved for so long. A saint who blessed us with moments of laughter, and always greeted us with that gracious smile, who had generosity that knew no bounds, and who I had to hunt down multiple times at the Wesley nursing home because he finally got a wheelchair and was able to get around and visit people. And if you knew Clayton, you would know that nothing would bring him greater joy or positive energy in this world than to be able to greet, love, and be in relationship with other people. I got to pray with your saint this morning as he went home to be with God. We are so richly blessed with so many saints in our lives and in our world that we take them for granted, I think. We take it for granted that they know that we consider them a saint. In the early church, All Saints Day started because they wanted to celebrate all the Christian martyrs and all of the people who died as they were making a stand for Christ when the church was being persecuted way back when. John Wesley warned us not to honor saints, but to remember them. And to know that we all are capable of being called a saint. I think sometimes we get that word mixed up, and we think sainthood is something saved for holier-than-us kind of people. We think that's saved for the elite, people who really make a difference in this world. But I think that term saint is for each and every one of us who try to follow in the ways of Christ, who try to be still and know that God is with us, grounding us, guiding us, giving us direction. And as Pastor Drew pointed out in the children's sermon, that anything we want to do or be takes work, takes practice, including our faith. It takes practice for us to claim and to live into sainthood so that others can follow Christ just like we did, just like Clayton did, just like all the names of the saints that we are going to read in a few moments. When you come up for communion today, there are some stones in the bowls, and we invite you to take one as you return to your seat. In the Jewish tradition, they take a stone and they put it on the head, the tombstone, or the, that's what it's called, right, of the person. And they do that as a reminder of the enduring love that connects them with that person that they can no longer see. So you too take a stone from this place. Hold it in your hand. Remembering two things. One, that you are also a potential saint in the eyes of God. Two, to give thanks for the saints who have blessed your life. Not tomorrow, not next week or at Christmas or Thanksgiving, but now. Now, thanking the people who bless your life in the ways that Christ would want you to be blessed. Those who show you the very image and love of God. So this morning, I would like to thank Pastor Drew for enabling me to go be with Clayton's family. That is an act of sainthood for my heart and for theirs. Take the time. practice your faith, remember who you are, and never, never lose sight of encouraging others and reminding them of the sainthood that they bring to your life. It is in Jesus' name that we seek to be saints. It's in Jesus' name that we are still and know that God has got our back. Amen.